Believers Academy. My name is Amy, and I'm looking forward to today's lesson. We are continuing our study about how you can receive healing with Lesson 3, Healing Blockers. You know, one thing I've noticed about achieving a victory in any area of life is that it involves playing offense and defense. In our last lesson, we talked about taking the offense by speaking the right words and avoiding the words that contradict the Word of God. Now, today, we're going to examine how we can defend ourselves from the attacks of the enemy. If you've been on this earth more than 5 minutes, you know the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't just lay down and leave us alone when we're seeking after God's blessings, which includes healing. No, he puts up a fight, and he tries to trap us into helping him with his mission. Well, I've got bad news for the devil today. He's already been defeated. And just as Matthew 10:26 says, we're about to uncover the hidden tricks of the devil that prevent us from receiving our healing. So, let's dive in and expose those healing blockers. The first hindrance to healing in our lives is disobeying the command to love. When we operate from our place of anger, bitterness, fear, or envy, or any other area of sin, we open the door to the enemy. Take a moment and ask yourself, am I walking in love? Matthew 22:37-39 says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. You might be wondering how walking in love is connected to your healing. Galatians 5:6 says, faith works by love. To have faith for healing, you must operate in love. So how do you know if you're walking in love? Check 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. You can do a self-check right there and allow the Lord to reveal to you any areas where you need to improve. Let's move on to the second healing blocker, unbelief. In Mark 11:24, Jesus is clear that believing is required to receive from God. Not just saying you believe, but truly believing from your heart. Most people are only willing to believe they've received healing after they can see or feel results. But according to Scripture, you must believe when you pray. If you struggle with unbelief, the best remedy is more and more of the Word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, Romans 10:17. If you keep putting the Word in your ears and in your eyes, eventually it will get deep down into your spirit and start coming out of your mouth. Then you won't settle for anything less than what God's Word says. Another healing blocker is sin. 1 John 3:22 says, we receive whatever we ask of God because we do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Living a life free from habitual sin and rebellion gives us confidence in our hearts towards God, and that confidence is a part of faith in operation. This brings us to another hindrance to healing, unforgiveness. This is perhaps the greatest hindrance to healing in a believer's life. That's why Mark 11:25, immediately after Jesus gave instructions about having faith, he said, but when you are praying, first forgive anyone you are holding a grudge against. The best way to keep yourself out of the trap of unforgiveness is to forgive every offense right away. Don't wait. As soon as someone offends you, forgive them immediately. Then your prayers will never be hindered. So, those are the enemy's tricks. All of the healing blockers we've talked about today are the things we all have to diligently be on the defense about. Romans 12:1 says to crucify the flesh. I think that's something we all have to do every day. That means we lay down our own desires to honor God. When we avoid these pitfalls and stand in faith, healing will come. A great way to build your faith for healing is by watching healing testimonies from other believers, just like you, who have received their healing by faith. Let's take a moment and let this powerful testimony minister to our spirits.
And we took him to the hospital, and they said they wanted to do some other tests and rule out, you know, leukemia, because they went through all the different things that they thought it may be. And they said, well, tomorrow we'll check and just to make sure it's not leukemia. We want to rule that out. And then the next day we did find out that he did have leukemia.
You know, I just wanted to just hold him and just, you know, maybe if I can hold him enough, you know, that it would go away. You know, it would just, you know, leave him. And, you know, sadness, that's what I felt. It was a hard time just to see, you know, this is our child and he's going through this.
At the age of 3, Daniel Womack was diagnosed with cancer. The diagnosis overwhelmed his parents. But William and Peggy knew that God was bigger than this disease.
It was a shocker because we just knew we were praying, we were shouting down, we were rebuking, it's not gonna happen. We're pleading the blood and everything, and it was a shocker. It was just like, how could it be, you know? But we didn't dwell on it. We just, okay, so that's what they're saying he's diagnosed with. What is our next step? And we know who God is, and we know what he does. He's not the author of sickness. He doesn't put sickness on people to punish or to teach them a lesson or anything like that. So we knew right off the bat, it wasn't God.
At first, when we decided to go ahead and go with chemotherapy, we said we're gonna mix the word with, you know, the chemotherapy. The Lord actually began to speak to us and said, you know, begin to take authority over every medication that he takes, you know, so we would plead the blood over the medication, that it would not harm him nor cause him pain, but it would go and do its assignment, which is to go and destroy those bad cells. We were supposed to stay in the hospital. The doctor said it would, you know, possibly a month or so or even more, but we ended up being out after a couple of weeks. But what we did was we began to get on the word. We got Brother Copeland's tapes and CDs and Gloria Copeland's Healing School. We began to feed that. We actually put the CDs in the room, the hospital room, allowed us all to listen because we all stayed in the hospital. So we all listened to the tapes and just began to speak over him, plead the blood over him.
The Womacks are active members of Eagle Mountain International Church and immediately called their church family for prayer and support. On March 11th, 2007, Pastor George Pearson's prayed over Daniel and had a word for them.
So as he prayed for us, we could feel strength rising up on the inside. He actually gave us a plan on, you know, this is what we need to do, to follow through with this, to stand on the word, and this is what I want you guys to do. And he gave us some information as far as how to get through this process. And he said, you know, just walk with us, walk with me, and you'll see how this thing happens and this works out.
While they were attending a Southwest Believers Convention, Kenneth Copeland had the opportunity to pray with the Womack family.
Brother Copeland actually laid hands over him, spoke over his blood, you know, prayed over him, and, you know, laid hands over each one of us. So it was a great experience because to have the man of God, a prophet of God, come and speak over him. He said, Daniel's healed, whole, his blood is clean. And he called him a great man of God. And just to have that experience and have him come and do that was, you know, he didn't have to do that. He could have just, you know, gave him a hug and said, okay, you know, that's it. But he took the time and actually spoke to him, spoke to us, and prayed over us, and that's a blessing to see, you know, that he's the same way, you know, behind the scenes as he is, you know, in front of the scenes. So
after believing and standing on God's promises, the Womacks received good news from the doctors.
Each time we started getting tests, we could see the different counts as far as the leukemia cells that were in there. And each time we got a report back as far as from the bone marrow aspirates, they started getting less and less. It was 0.05 and 0.04, 0.01. And then when we got there, finally we got the report as far as, you know, no leukemia. And we're like, well, praise God. This is what we've been believing for. This is what we've been standing for. This is what we've hoped for.
In the end, we stood on the word. And because we believed in God and trusted in God, we got the manifestation of his healing, his wholeness.
The Womacks know exactly what it means to live in the blessing.
You can't separate the blessing from God. The blessing can do the same exact things that God does. So if the blessing's here on earth for us, God's here for us on earth, working in our lives, causing things to happen that wouldn't happen without that blessing. And it makes things work out for the perfect way.
And this year, God blessed us with our trip to Disney World. Not only did he bless us with the trip, everything was paid for. We didn't have to pay for anything at all. And we got to go not only to Disney World, but we got to go to Universal, we got to go to SeaWorld. It was just awesome. And we didn't have to worry about anything. Everything was given to us. And that definitely was the blessing. That was the blessing God's way.
I thank God for my family. You know, I have my wife and three children and healthy and whole. And, you know, God's blessed us with a new house, and there's so many things that he's doing in our lives progressively, you know, teaching us his word, and just being able to spend time with him and enjoying Jesus is just wonderful.
Wow, what an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. Do you know the same healing power is available to you? We here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries are standing in agreement with you for your healing. Keep speaking the word, keep believing, and keep obeying. You will see your miracle. In our next lesson, we're going to learn how to stand in faith after we've done all these other things. Until then, remember, Jesus is Lord.